Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This could get weird because there's a story out. It's called The Mother Load. They're saying women, moms, manage 7 out of 10 household tasks. So it's like...
Yeah. That's...
And this is the reason it's going to get weird. The other day... I'm ambushing everyone in the room, mostly T-Hack. The other day, Aaron threw out a phrase.
Oh, yes.
And it T-Hack did not defend his position on the air as hard as he wanted to, I don't think. Mm-hmm. But once we turned the
song
mics
was
off,
on, yeah.
Yeah, it was suddenly like, this all toxic. Wait, hold on. No, it's not toxic. It's weaponized. Mm-hmm. Incompetence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This women, moms, handling 7 out of 10 household tasks, in my opinion, I feel this is a direct result of weaponized incompetence.
T-Hack, did he bring the story in?
Interesting. No, I didn't actually.
So.
I can't do anything on the show.
Oh my God. Did you have to do? Oh my God. By the way, video cameras will be here very soon because our studio is finally almost built. And what?
I would turn that into a GIF immediately.
The voice alone was worth it. What you guys got to hear was great. I can't do it. But what he did with his arms during that, I can't do it. Oh my God. But dude, maybe you don't do it, but you kind of do.
Well, I don't disagree with this story at all. 7 out of 10. I mean, my wife is a perfect example of this. She handles she's a rock star. She's an angel. Any word you want to call her, she's awesome. She handles everything, keeps us all in line, keeps the house going, and it's great. What I have a problem with.
Did you see how he put a pause right there?
Yeah. And it's great.
You want to know why? Because when he edits it to give it to her, I was just talking about you on the air today, baby. And he's going to like where that pause is. Because then the next thing he's going to say is going to negate all that. And he's hoping she never hears that. What I have a problem with.
I have a problem with the weaponized incompetence. There's some truth to it. I won't deny that. But I think we have different standards of what competence means. For instance, when I lived by myself, I had my TV, I had my couch, I had some minimal food in the fridge, and I was happy. I was very happy. Yeah. I was living my life. But that's not the standard that we're allowed to keep now that we have children, now that we're married. We live up to her standard.
Even before the children, like, you were never going to land an Angie with a couch and you did, but you weren't going to keep it.
But whose decision was that? Was it mine?
Yours. In order to keep a woman that is described the way you just described her, an angel, a rock star and everything, you don't lasso an angel with a TV on the ground, a mattress on the ground, and minimal food in the fridge. You just don't. You might have lassoed it, but once she figured it out, she's going to saw that rope off and be gone.
And raise me up to her standard. And I think because I love her, I am doing my best to maintain that, to rise up.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. That's the key. You are doing that because you love her. Where it becomes weaponized incompetence is, I see that there's 14 dishes in there. I'm not going to do it.
Mm. See,
I don't know how to do the dishes. What order do you want them
I
in?
I don't do anything.
What do I do with my arms?
But there is something of like, maybe the dishes in the sink. This is not me, because that's the one thing that I know how to do is wash dishes. So anytime, it's like, I know I can help that way. But it just doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you.
The dishes in the sink, you could walk by that, it wouldn't bother you, but you know it bothers her, so you do it.
Right. But I'm
it
saying
it really doesn't bother you. You're a bit of a neat freak, dude.
Well, now I've realized that it is better. So I am coming around. But like we talked about food, right? I don't know how to cook. But my preference is I would just rather get fast food anyways. I don't view that as weaponized incompetence. I view it as I have a different preference than my wife does. I would just want fast food all the time. She wants to cook fancy meals. So now we both have to cook fancy meals because that like we have to live to her standard.
But you haven't. You haven't learned to cook.
No, I haven't.
And I think that's because where it kind of came up, where it's like, I don't know how to cook. And it's like,
But I don't want to learn. Like, I don't need to. I don't. That's not my preference. I have no interest in learning and cooking a meal for myself or anyone else. Like, I just don't feel like I'll be good at it. And I don't have. Like, why is that incompetence? What am I weaponizing? It's just a preference.
That's the thing is, I don't think you are, because you do cook eggs for Leo every morning. You said that you made, went down on some hot dogs the other day.
That's boiling water. Like,
okay, but it's still something. Like,
no, but I'm saying, but he's learned those things.
Exactly.
So why not take it the next step? Why would you not? It's like, because I don't want to. It's like, but you didn't want to live beyond a mattress and a TV, but you have. So why don't you just take that next step? Because you feel like you've gone far enough?
I've already taken all these steps.
But imagine how much happier. Do you know what would happen?
She's never coming down to my level, right? We're never meeting in the middle. We're just dragging me up.
Like, as a dude, I'm just saying. Like, I don't want anybody down here.
Do you want her down here? It takes you less to be happy. I think that's just a fact. It takes guys. Yeah, guys.
It takes you little.
Not me though, because I'm way closer. Like you guys have gone out to eat with me.
Yeah.
Like I am.
Yes. Yeah.
If we're putting styles of whatever into male female categories, I am way more of a girl than you will ever be. Like I want to cook. I want to cook just to watch you eat. I want to cook something amazing and blow your mind. You don't have that desire even the tiniest little bit.
No, I just don't.
But that's the thing. That's your preference. That's what you like. That's not saying I don't know how to boil water. That's where it becomes the weaponized portion.
Mm. But I don't know how to boil.
You do, though. You made hot dogs.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.